That is Tap Waters and Rick Fire, the wheelchair-bound members of the hip-hop duo Four Wheel City, at the start of a celebration of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The event was co-hosted by the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities and the Project Access Organization, and attended by an enthusiastic crowd of more than 200 guests, many with disabilities. After his act, Waters, who was paralyzed by a gunshot wound, says the spirit of inclusion at the event is part of the message behind Four Wheel City's music.
We make songs that's dealing with like accessibility, discrimination, educating people about how to deal with living in a wheelchair. Our whole thing is just showing people that no matter what you go through, you still can make something out of yourself. What our music is and what we represent is universal.
Here in Manhattan, New York's wealthiest and most touristed borough, there are ample curb cuts and ramps for wheelchairs and other amenities for the disabled. The streets are mostly flat. Rick Fire, Waters' partner, was wounded several years ago by a stray bullet on the way home from school. He says that conditions are far better than they were in 1990 when the ADA became law, and that they're improving. But he says ease of mobility still is a frequent challenge in his low-income Bronx neighborhood.
Where I'm from, there's a lot of hills and there's a lot of places where I can't go. There's still building where I can't get in because they got steps. But overall, it's good. Thanks to the ADA, we are being more accepted, like having a disability. People still look at you weird, but it's like, all right, he's disabled now. It's kind of okay now.
Life for people with disabilities has improved greatly since Bobby Wales was stricken with polio as a 12-year-old, before the vaccine became available in the 1950s. In those days, schools were not wheelchair accessible, and she had to be tutored at home 3 days a week. Adult polio victims often lived in institutions. Bobby Wales was determined to have a normal life. After high school, she got a job in a hospital, one of the few workplaces with accessible bathroom. She worked at the hospital for 30 years, mostly as an administrator. During that time, she and others fought to make the ADA a reality for the disabled.
Let me tell you something. Disability doesn't care whether you're young, old, rich, poor, black, white, green, or purple. Disability will always be here, unfortunately. So it behooves all of us to make it a world that everybody can live in.
As commissioner of the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities and as a blind man, it is Matthew Sappelin's mission to fulfill the spirit and the letter of the ADA by working to ensure that New Yorkers with disabilities can live, work, and learn here with relative ease. That means, for example, working to improve the city's transportation system with more wheelchair-accessible taxis and providing elevators for the subways and motorized lifts for buses. Sappelin says it also means working with the school system to ensure that children with disabilities receive the same education as their non-disabled peers, and seeing to it that all public buildings comply with ADA requirements.
If we're going to build something, how we build it, how we construct it, so that it would be accessible to people of all types of disabilities, whether we talk about a ramp or whether we talk about a doorway or a handrail, things like Braille on elevators and signage and things like that. So, you know, those codes are all there. We see them all over our city, and I think that's the tangibility of the act that's obvious for everybody to see.
Although there's near universal agreement that the Americans with Disabilities Act was a huge step forward, many Americans say that much work remains to be done to ensure the equality of access that all people deserve. In practical terms, experts say, this will require the extensive upgrading of an aging infrastructure put in place before the ADA came into being. It also means increasing opportunities for the disabled in employment and other spheres of public life. Disability advocates say that will also help diminish the negative stereotyping that people with disabilities sometimes still endure. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.